This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Now, you're just back from Baghdad, and you're in Modesto, right?
I'm in Modesto now, Phil, a small Northern California community. It's in the San Joaquin Valley. It's a farming community, primarily. Modesto has been visited by tragedy frequently over the last 2 years. Of course, the Chandra Levy story, and now Lacey Peterson. Phil, I'm standing in the main square. I'm near the courthouse where today Scott Peterson was arraigned on murder charges by the district attorney here in Stanislaus County. And I am tempted to view this man as guilty, as most people are. But as a reporter, I have to be objective. And I think it would behoove many of us to take into consideration some very interesting facts that may point to his innocence.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, Phil, tomorrow morning my column will report that I believe Scott Peterson to be innocent, and here is why.
All right, you're going to say that in your column.
I am, and here's why. Number one, Scott Peterson, in his interview with Diane Sawyer, said, and I want everyone to listen carefully to this, he would never hurt a woman, that it was unapproachable to him. Now, here's the question. Why then, if he would never hurt a woman, would he kill his wife when he doesn't believe in violence against women? That's number one.
All right, can I respond to these?
Hold on, I'd like to, if I could get these out.
Okay, go ahead.
Number two, Scott's mother, Jackie, told police that the cement found in Scott's boat was from a cement anchor that Scott has on his boat. No one tells you that. They only tell you that it could have been cement from the backyard, but in fact, he has a cement anchor. That's number two. Number three, the reason that he sold Lacey's car is because, in Lacey's words, it was a piece of blank, a piece of S blank blank T. Lacey herself did not like the car, according to Scott's mother.
All right, now that was a, what was that, Janice, a Range Rover? Was a Range Rover?
No, Phil, it was a Land Rover.
A Land Rover, okay.
All right, number three. Lee Peterson, Scott's father, says there can't be any motive for the insurance policy. It was purchased 2 years ago on each of them, and they did it when they bought the house. Now, those are the three questions I can't get out of my head. Why would he say he wouldn't hurt women and then kill a woman? Why would they say that the cement was suspicious when he had a cement anchor? And Scott's father said that the insurance was on the house. It wasn't for either one of them. And Lacey hated the car. That's why Scott was getting rid of it.
All right, well, why did he change his look?
Phil, he was being hounded day and night by reporters. He wanted to get away from them.
Because he dyed his hair blonde, and he dyed his beard blonde.
He wanted to get away from the reporters.
All right. What about him being in San Diego and the proximity to Mexico?
First of all, Scott Peterson was the Arizona-California rep for a fertilizer company that was based out of San Diego, so it would be natural for him to be there. And number two, his parents live there.
All right. Then why did he have $10,000 on him, allegedly, when the police caught him?
Well, it's not sure whether that actually happened, but if it did, Scott Peterson was very fond of gaming. It is not unusual for people who enjoy gaming, casinos, etc., to carry large amounts of cash.
Well, look, I enjoy gaming. I don't carry that much money, 10,000 bucks.
Well, Phil, it could be that he makes more money than you, that he makes a bigger income than you. I think, Phil, if you put all these facts together, it reflects some very troubling questions around the so-called guilt of Scott Peterson. And I think as a reporter, what I need to do is I need to take the courageous stand and say, this man may be innocent. He said he couldn't hurt women. Then why would he? How could he have dumped her body in the bay if he had gone fishing? Fishing requires a great deal of equipment. You can't, in any way, shape, or form, have a human body in there, fishing equipment, etc.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Margaret Gray, who's been in Modesto over the last day, reporting on what did they do today to him?
They arraigned him.
They arraigned him, I'm sorry, on Scott Peterson. And that took place today. He was arrested last Friday in San Diego. You believe this man is innocent. You're not the only person who thinks that there's some questions about this, but the police say they got a slam dunk case.
Well, Phil, police are going to say that. They don't want to waste the DA's time. They certainly don't want to have the they certainly don't want to have an angry district attorney's office on them. If they said anything else, I think the DA would have some problems with them. I think it's interesting, Phil, also, that Scott Peterson said the following: I had absolutely nothing to do with her disappearance. And you used the word murder, he said to Diane Sawyer. I mean, that is a possibility, but it's not one we are ready to accept. It creeps into my mind late at night and early in the morning, meaning he still wanted to look for his wife. And he still now wants to look for his wife, but they won't let him. They have him in custody.
All right, so you think Scott ought to be out there free looking for his wife?
I'm saying that the man could very well be innocent, and this is very reminiscent of a witch hunt. Now, let's look at the so-called affair.
Yeah, that's the thing I want to look at. The guy was whether he was in love with this woman or not, the guy was cheating on his wife.
All right, let's look at this. First of all, he said he didn't care anything about the woman. He said he told Lacey about this affair, and that while she was upset, they didn't have any cross words. If they weren't arguing, if they had no cross words, why would he kill her? And if she was ready to accept his affair, why would he kill her? Violence towards women is unapproachable, said Scott Peterson. It's the most disgusting act to me. And despite the couple's problems, he said there was no anger or cruelty expressed between he and Lacey. Now, these are questions, Phil, the police can't answer.
You ask the question, why would a man who says he doesn't believe in violence toward women kill his wife?
Exactly. Ask the police that. They have no answer for that. Ask the police, Phil, why would a man who wants to kill his wife buy her a car that he thought she liked very much? Why would a man who wants to kill his wife get a room prepared for an unborn baby? I'm reading for notes right now, Phil. I'm outside.
Well, if you wanted to get over to the hotel or something.
No, I'm fine. Why would a man who wants to kill his wife prepare a nursery in the home for their baby? Now, here's a quote from Scott Peterson. This is devastating. Listen to this. I don't even know if I can get through it, he told Court TV's Dan Abrams. I miss my wife and child. I can't drive. I can't sleep. Sometimes I feel I just can't do it. I feel like I'm in a dark corner. I can't function. That man, Phil, we are being told, murdered his wife. I don't think so. You don't say that and then kill your wife. Now, as far as the affair goes, Phil.
Well, the affair that he had.
Phil, who knows why men throw themselves on bar trash when you've got a beautiful young wife at home? But I've got a newsflash for you, Phil. Stop the presses. Just because you cheat on your wife doesn't mean you're a murderer. Now, listen to the words of Scott Peterson. Listen carefully. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I feel like I'm in a dark corner. I mean, all the evidence tells me one thing. Scott Peterson is innocent.
And you're going to write that tomorrow in your column?
That I'm writing that tonight to go to my column tomorrow, yes.
All right, Margaret Gray is with us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. She's a freelance reporter. She's in Modesto right now. She says there's three reasons why Scott Peterson couldn't have killed his wife. Number one, he said that he didn't believe in violence toward women. Number two, he said that he was worried about his wife and that he couldn't sleep and couldn't eat. And number three, the life insurance policy apparently was taken out before they bought their house. She says it's impossible for this man to have killed his wife based upon the evidence. Well, the guy has been arraigned, two counts of murder. He's in Modesto right now. And who knows? 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
All right, Scott Peterson, is it possible that he's innocent? We're talking with one reporter in Modesto, Margaret Gray, who believes that he is, based upon your observation of a few of his comments. And Ms. Gray, are you there?
Yes, Phil, I don't think it's based upon an observation of a few of his comments. If Scott Peterson was guilty, why would he have helped in the search for his wife? If Scott Peterson were guilty, why would he have agreed to be interviewed by Diane Sawyer in the first place, one of the most savvy interviewers in the business? Diane Sawyer, if she wanted to, could have ripped him to shreds. It was impossible because it was ironclad. And finally, why was he golfing? These are not the signs of a guilty man. Scott Peterson is innocent, and I think they should be out there looking for the real killer.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray, who is... are any other reporters reporting the possibility of his innocence?
Well, Phil, I don't know, but the San Jose Mercury News published a wonderful, wonderful profile of him back in January that I think said it all. He's been hounded and harassed, and all he's wanted to do is find the killer of his wife.
All right, here is Jim. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I just can't believe anybody's taking this woman seriously. I mean, this sounds an awful lot to me like O.J. Simpson saying he's out finding the real killers.
I don't know what the connection is. I'm saying that Scott Peterson has very clearly stated he could not kill a woman or hurt a woman.
Well, and Baghdad Bob said that there were no troops outside of Baghdad. People lie. I mean, there's no way you can say
Baghdad
that the man...
Baghdad Bob was psychopathic. Scott Peterson holds down a job. He has pays a mortgage.
He has $10,000 in cash on the way to Mexico.
He was not going to Mexico. He was driving by Torrey Pines Golf Course in San Diego.
Well, what's he got $10,000 worth of cash for?
He is a gaming fan. He loves to game.
Well, are you saying that he was going to a casino?
I'm saying it's possible. Carrying $10,000 in cash is not unusual.
Of course it's unusual. Do you carry $10,000 worth of cash?
Well, Jim, maybe for you, I don't know how much money you make. Some people make enough money where they carry some in cash.
Well, I carry some money in cash, but not $10,000.
Well, you're not him, aren't you?
Well, no, and I didn't kill my wife either.
The only reason people think Scotty is guilty is because he had a little affair with some bar trash.
And there's now all kinds of evidence linking him to this, and the fact that he did not...
What evidence? What evidence?
You've got the $10,000 for the cast. He's
that's
right outside
evidence.
Of Mexico.
That is circumstantial. That is not hard evidence.
Yeah, well, circumstantial, they can go with that.
Oh, really, Perry Mason? And in what way?
I'm not Perry Mason.
I can't believe you, lady. I just can't believe the evidence.
Tell me what evidence. What evidence is there?
Look, all I know is they're not going to arrest somebody when they don't... They probably have DNA evidence. We don't know the whole story. But the fact of the matter is that the fact that he stood up to Diane Sawyer doesn't make him innocent.
Look, the police have been wrong before. I hate to break the news to you, Jim.
Well, of course the police have been wrong before, but why are you so adamant that he's innocent? And that's the thing that I don't understand.
Things are not adding up.
Well, you say things aren't adding up. Here's one of the things you say isn't adding up. The guy said he wouldn't hurt a woman, but, you know, the woman's dead, so how could that add up? Like the man said, guys lie about it. Look, if I beat my wife, am I going to be running around saying, yeah, I do?
But
the fact that he had an affair indicates that this is a man that's probably pretty adept at lying.
Look, if a man is violent toward his spouse, don't you think the police would have been to the house at least once? They were in O.J.'s case, as long as you bring him up, and yet there's no record of physical violence by Scott against this girl.
That doesn't matter.
Why?
I don't know. I've been, you know, a guy's got to start... Hey, for all I know, he killed her by accident.
Well, that doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is the police have got enough evidence to be able to arrest him and indict him. And for you to come on the air and say, well, he stood up to Diane Sawyer and he said all kinds of things nice about his wife. I mean, for heaven's sake, Susan Smith said that her kids were carjacked when she'd driven them into a lake. I mean, murderers lie. People who have affairs lie.
But when Susan Smith said that, it didn't make any sense that someone carjacked her.
Why?
It just didn't make sense that a black guy would come along and take kids.
But then it doesn't make sense. Well, I mean...
It doesn't. Why would a black man come along and abduct two children?
I don't know. For money. Maybe the guy's going to kidnap him for money.
Some bar trash's children he's going to kidnap for money.
What's with the bar trash?
Well, you saw... Susan,
the things that you say, the way you characterize the woman he's had an affair with, I just don't understand your slavish loyalty to Mr. Peterson.
I do not have slavish. I have slavish loyalty to objectivity and the truth, and I can tell you that this man, this is a rush to judgment.
Well, objectivity would say, let's wait till the facts are in.
Yeah, exactly.
You're getting on the radio and saying, absolutely, this guy's innocent, because you couldn't stand up to Diane Sawyer if you were guilty. And that's just nonsense.
Diane Sawyer would have ripped him a new one.
Sawyer couldn't rip anybody a new one.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I think I know a little bit more about news reporting.
Well, wait a minute. The police have got the police have got the DNA of this woman. Plus, they said they didn't need... What did they say, Janice? The cops said that they didn't need to find the bodies? Well, no, they didn't need to have the DNA to charge him.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Well, they said it.
Well, I don't believe it.
Well, that's great that you don't believe it, but where's objectivity come into play? Now, you're confronted with some evidence that demonstrates, hey, you know, it's possible.
This guy
really didn't do it, and you're going, well, I don't believe it, and I think that he's innocent.
The Modesto police are known to be a bunch of rubes. Those guys... Let me tell you something.
Oh, come on, man.
The Modesto police?
Are you trying to tell me that some police department the size of the Modesto police, they know how to investigate something bigger than someone spitting on the sidewalk? You really think that they're adept at a murder investigation?
They got a district attorney office up there. They got qualified investigators. They got qualified police officers. They're getting help from the FBI's serial crime unit. Come on.
Excuse to say that this guy didn't do it. You're looking for every possible excuse. You're defending a police department.
No.
And, I mean, it's just nonsense.
I'm trying to... Look, what are the odds that Andy and Barney solve a murder?
Who?
Andy Griffith, and who is the guy on the TV show?
Andy Griffith?
You mean Bayberry RFD?
What are the odds? Look, Jim, I'm on my way to the Pulitzer Prize dinner with this story... Because
Man, you are the most arrogant human being I've ever heard in my entire life.
This is about winning a Pulitzer?
This is about reporting the way reporters are supposed to, Phil. I'm rolling the dice, you're right. But if it comes up sevens, it's Pulitzer time.
What the hell is that?
All right, thank you, Jim, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Margaret Gray, reporter for the Bardley Syndicate. And this is about... Scott Peterson's arrest. She thinks he's innocent. She believes he's innocent because he says he couldn't be violent toward women. A lot of this, Ms. Gray, has to do with you taking his word for it.
No, it does not. That's where you make your mistake.
Yeah, it does. If the guy says, I couldn't be violent toward women, you're believing him.
No, I'm looking at him and I'm saying, is this the kind of guy, is this the kind of monkey that would kill a woman? And he doesn't look like it to me.
All right, let's go over here to Janet. Hello, Janet. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
this
ma'am.
Woman is so far off base, it's not even funny. I'd hold off on buying a ticket to the Pulitzer Prize-winning event.
Well, I'm talking about filing a story that is going to be groundbreaking.
But, you know, in terms of him lying, he absolutely bold-faced lied to his pregnant wife, who was about to deliver a son to him, you know, and cheated on her, so... I don't think it would bother him a bit to be lying about anything else.
Well, here's where you have it wrong, because he did tell her that he was having this affair because she knew he was lying. He couldn't cover it up.
Well,
eventually people like that, they get caught, and he probably did have to eventually fess up because it was obvious. So she could have found cell phone records and all kinds of things.
I think you're going around. Look, Janet, were you a fly on the wall? Where'd you get your information?
Here it is, Christmas Eve, and he's going off fishing with his wife at home, pregnant.
Are you from California?
Yes. And they even said
it's very normal in California to fish.
I mean, you don't go out fishing on Christmas Eve morning.
In California,
you know,
it's normal
weather. I mean, there's so many facts point to him.
In the state of California, it is common to fish on Christmas Eve. It is a long-held tradition.
I've never fished on Christmas Eve, and I grew up here.
Well, I'm sorry, Philip, you're not from the ocean. Are you from the interior?
Yes.
Then you don't know.
All right, Janet, thank you for your call. 1-800, what do you mean it's a long-standing tradition to fish on Christmas Eve? 1-800-449-8686. This woman, Margaret Gray, thinks Scott Peterson is innocent. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret Gray, a reporter who's covering the Scott Peterson arraignment today, in Modesto, and you believe him to be innocent, and you have also said that you're rolling the dice on this belief, but if it comes up sevens, it's Pulitzer time. Is that correct?
Phil, I think reporters need to be daring as well as objective. We need to go where others won't go. I can tell you that from where I sit, Scott Peterson is as clean as a baby's you-know-what. And I would not say that were it not true.
Can I ask you, have you been talking to MSNBC about a talk show?
We're in preliminary discussions, yes. But that has nothing to do with what I'm doing right now. I don't mind reporting on popular news. I enjoy it. I'm perceptive.
But you are in discussions with MSNBC about doing a talk show, so I just want
to... Well, you're trying to color me as being, biased, and it's not going to work, Phil. Let me tell you a little bit about what I do. I'm a reporter, Phil.
I know you're a reporter.
But I want you to know something. When I was a student at the University of Pennsylvania, I worked on the college newspaper. And one of the other girls on the staff had an interview with Henry Kissinger that she was going to do. She was going to break this story. But the fact is, I found out about it, and I got the scoop instead. And I'll tell you what I did, and I'm not proud of it, but I got the scoop. I had done a story on Rohypnol, and I had some Rohypnol in my purse.
That's the date rape drug.
Yes. And I slipped her one, and I got the address and the phone number of Mr. Kissinger, and I went out and did the interview myself. And the next day she was angry and asked me how I got the Kissinger interview, and I said, none of your business.
You drugged a fellow reporter on the college newspaper so you could get the Kissinger interview.
That's right. That's what I do. I don't know what you do or anybody else out there. That's what I do.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Enrique on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I think that statement that she just made sort of guarantees everything I'm about to say. This woman
what,
is totally
that I'm a hard-nosed reporter?
And I don't know what she's smoking.
I'm a hard-nosed reporter.
But, there's total inconsistencies in this entire... For starters... She's stating that
why would he say he
normal.
Went fishing to where the body showed
stating,
up? Why? Why would he say he went fishing to where the body showed up? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, if you're stating that he had that it's perfectly normal to carry $10,000 cash, yes, granted, if you make good money, you can have $10,000 cash
exactly.
in your pocket.
Thank
okay?
you. Thank
That's
you.
Perfectly normal.
Thank
but
you.
He doesn't have the money. He's getting a state-appointed attorney because he can't afford an attorney. I'm
well,
sorry, if you didn't have $10,000 cash in your pocket, you can afford to pay for an attorney.
No, you're misinformed. He does have his own attorney. That state-appointed attorney was misreported.
Right.
That's wrong. Well, I'm sorry, but even the news reporters don't get everything right.
So he has his own attorney?
Yes.
That's not what
blew your argument out of, well,
reported from multiple sources like CNN. And
no,
Newsweek,
you
so.
Didn't hear it from multiple... Look, just because you like to hang with the blue hairs at the nickel slots doesn't mean that you don't have money.
Okay, why did he change his appearance all of a sudden?
What?
Why did he grow a beard and dye his hair and bleach his beard and change his total appearance?
He was being hounded by the press.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
And what about not being there to help look for his wife? When they found a body that might be hers.
What do you mean? Not
why?
The,
where
he,
was
he? Led the, he led the
he
search
was at a strip club or something?
He
Come
led
on.
The search for her. He was leading the search for her.
Yeah, leading a search.
That's
as
right.
As soon as they suspected that the bodies could have been hers, if it was my wife and she had been lost and murdered, I would be hauling ass to that location and try and find out the facts to see
Wait
if that's
minute.
Really
You're
her.
Wait a minute. You're going to go down there to make sure she's really...
I'm sorry.
To make sure she's really dead? Jesus, she was cold. What's he supposed to go down there for?
I agree with
Please.
This man. Wouldn't you want to go down and at least see for yourself?
At least be sure to put your mind at ease, for
put
God's
my
sake.
Mind, no, I
if
think
you
I
really
take their word
about
for
your
it.
Wife, if you really care about your wife and care about women, like you say, and this is someone that you don't,
I would
you
want to
be sure and put that, put that to rest.
Look,
Come on.
I think I would take their word for it that she's dead. I'm not going to go down there and check myself.
Listen, I'm not
going
to take
saying
your
they're
word
going down
if
check.
You're someone who drugs your own co-workers into telling you information behind the books. I'm never going to take your word for anything.
I slipped her a roofie so I could interview Henry Kissinger.
Yeah,
you would have
right.
done the same thing.
You knocked somebody out, slipping somebody a drug so you could go interview
people
Henry Kissinger?
People get arrested for doing that, okay?
Yeah, and other people get Pulitzer Prizes.
Oh, please. I'm
Thank
sick
you.
Already.
All right,
Bye.
Thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686. Esther, go ahead. You're on with Margaret Gray, who's in Modesto at the Scott Peterson arraignment.
Okay, what I want to say is that if he's innocent, whether he's innocent or guilty, he's done everything a guilty person would do. He not only had $10,000, he had his brother's ID on him. I'd like to see a picture of what his brother looks like to see if it looks like what he looks like with the blonde hair and the goatee.
What?
And you said, wait a minute, you said that he doesn't look like the type of man that would kill a pregnant woman?
No,
I'm not here to say whether he's guilty or innocent, but I'll tell you one thing. Looks can be deceiving, number one, and number two...
He's too clean cut.
Aren't the only people that do murders.
Well, no man that looks
lawyers,
that...
You've got doctors, you've got all kinds of wackos that flip at anything. And besides that, if you're judging by the way he looks, the man has not shown any remorse in every single picture that I have
didn't
seen.
Did you hear what he said to Diane Sawyer, that not a day went by that he didn't cry about it? And on top of that, he's too clean cut to be a murderer.
He looks too good. Whether he did it or not, he has not shown any remorse. He has not shown any drainage. Have you seen what his parents look like?
And I'm sorry?
His parents look drained and suffered and devastated. He has not had any devastation look on him.
Now,
if you're going to judge by his look, he has not looked devastated.
And Esther, one more thing, and here's the clincher. Did you hear, speaking of Scott's mother, did you hear her yesterday? She said Scott was innocent. Now, that was on the news, multiple sources.
What was it?
She said Scott was innocent.
So what?
Scott's mother.
Parents. Number one, parents are always going to see their kids.
Who cares if she said he's innocent?
They're going to see their kids innocent.
That's
and
proof positive. Who knows a boy better than his mother?
That's not proof. That's a bunch of mumbo-jumbo. Every murderer's parents say they don't even know what went wrong and where did their kids go wrong.
Well, look, Esther, if you had a boy and he murdered someone, wouldn't you think he was innocent?
I have a boy.
And if
he commits a crime, I would be the first one to put him forward to pay for his crime.
The whole thing's pretty far out. I don't think they've got a thing.
Oh, come on! You're telling me that the guy...
I'm sorry, but you're ridiculous. You don't even sound for real. I don't think you're a real reporter.
I'm not a real reporter.
I think you fell off some turnip truck somewhere because there's all kinds of stuff. What do you think about the brother's ID? Let's see what the brother's
All right, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the brother's ID.
Did he change his look to look like his brother?
It is very common when you borrow your brother... Hold on. It's very common when you borrow your brother's car that he leaves his driver's license in it, and Scott reached for the wrong ID.
No, ma'am. People carry IDs in wallets. Nobody walks around without an ID just in case you have to show your ID.
Isn't it possible if he's living at home there with his parents that he grabbed his brother's wallet?
No. Everybody
Why not?
Knows, every responsible human being knows whose wallet belongs to who.
No, sometimes people grab the wrong one.
Oh, baloney.
No, grab
the wrong one.
No.
I think you've been grabbing
the wrong one. The minute a man grabs his wallet, a lot of times he kind of opens it up and kind of checks what he has in there, what monies and things. No, I don't.
His brother's last name is Peterson. What's the big disguise about that?
His
brother's last name is.
All right. Okay. Look. Thank you very much, Esther, for your call.
No, wait a minute. You're making me. I wanted to ask her a question.
Oh, your questions are stupid. Peterson. What kind of a disguise is that?
Well, if he wanted to disguise himself, why did he change his last name?
He's done everything that a guilty man does.
He's
done everything that makes him look guilty.
Look, Margaret,
$10,000.
His
brother's ID, change his look, not show any remorse. He has done everything that a guilty man does.
And he went fishing, and
went fishing, and he told them he went fishing, by the way. I heard you tell the other guy, why did he say he went fishing there? He told them because he knew that people would have seen him fishing there.
It's a tradition in the state of California to fish on Christmas Eve. Are you from here?
He told he went fishing there when he dumped the body there because he knew that people would have seen him going to that
Why was the dog in the backyard? Why? When he said she had taken it walking.
Who said? Scott Peterson? You can't believe anything he said.
All right, if you don't believe
his word is not valid.
All right, forget him. Then let's talk about Scott's mother. She says that he's innocent, and she said that she thinks this is Nazi Germany she's living in.
You're all over the page. You're all over...
What are you talking... All right, look. Esther, I gotta go.
Why won't you answer that, Phil?
All right, you want me to say it?
Yes.
I think his mother's cuckoo.
How dare you? How dare...
I think Scott Peterson's mother is overcome with grief and she's cuckoo. Nazi Germany.
All parents are going to say that.
How dare you say that about a grieving woman?
Well, grieving for who? Her daughter-in-law? Or is she upset for her son? What do you mean grieving?
She's on oxygen and everything.
I don't care. She's nuts.
Well, you know something? I'm done then, Phil. How dare you say that about a poor old woman whose daughter-in-law they just picked up out of the bay with no head?
All right, look. I am not trying to berate anybody here other than to say that that woman's comments about living in Nazi Germany is goofy.
Do you agree with that, Esther? See, she's not commenting.
All right. Thank you, Esther. Margaret, you need a freaking head examiner, okay? There's no way that because this guy says I didn't kill my wife...
Then why would he say it?
Because he's lying!
You feel pretty strongly about that, huh?
Yeah, I feel strongly about that.
All right, I'll go back and look over the evidence again.
Good. What the hell? What?
What about my Pulitzer?
I guess you'll just have to wait on that. This is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800...